I might not know it right now. I might have to look it up, but I could. I was trying to think, like,
what else should I tell you guys?
So this is another video. The reason I'm showing you this one, there's a lot of different videos on the website, but this is one of the things that the ship that my parents are going to be on, one of their main focuses will be this. So, and they don't have a video for the dental, but I would have shown one because I think that's cool. But, so yeah, we can go ahead and show this video. And if there's anything specific you guys want to know about Mercy Ships, I will also try to find out for you for next week.
For people in the West to understand is when we go to the doctor and we've noticed a lump in our neck or in our breast or someplace, what are we waiting to hear? Don't worry, it's benign. It means it's not cancer, it's not going to spread to other areas of your body, but it's going to continue to grow where it is. And if you don't have access to surgical care, that benign problem becomes an enormous problem. You die because the tumor gets so big that you can't breathe around it and you suffocate slowly.
Even at a young age, cleft lips are very aware that they look different because people naturally stare. It's the first thing they see, so they're often very lonely and withdrawn people.
Even though it takes a very big operation sometimes, you can cure them and reconstruct them so that they will be able to sit at the table with the rest of the human race.
The maxillofacial surgical program is the one that my parents are on.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. So cool.
Does the boat only do that particular surgery, or they do?
No,
okay,
that's the main focus of this one. Yeah, but each boat, I mean, you guys, these boats are huge. It's kind of crazy. They're, you know, like a floating hospital, so
right.
They come with all the program. I mean, there's you know, dental programs and optometry programs. There's one that I almost showed that's like a fistula repair program for women in childbirth. Like, I want to show it to Joanne, and like, I should send Joanne a link. I think she'd be really interested. But but this is kind of like the main focus of the one that my parents are going on. So sometimes it'll like shift a little. Or there's orthopedic ones for like people with cleft feet or bone that need repair and stuff.
How many ships do they have?
They have two right now, but they're just about to get a third. And actually, I wish I could remember his name right now, but one of the really amazing things that my dad was telling me, and he got really excited. So they found the guy who runs it, who is like the administrative expert right now. It's like he's an admiral in the Navy, in the U.S. Navy, but he's a Christian, and he just like, you know, when he retired, like fell into this job at Mercy Ships, and it's kind of this amazing thing where God like found the perfect person for the perfect job. Because it really runs almost, like my dad is really excited about it because he loved being in the Air Force. And it runs with like a bit of military precision.
You don't remember the admiral's name?
I can't remember his name. I wish I could. My dad
yeah.
would know it. And it's probably somewhere on the website. But it was really exciting to my dad to meet this guy. And in a lot of the things about the way that it's run remind him of being deployed because it's this massive but like 2-year commitment from people program. So it kind of reminds him a lot of that. And he's so like amazed. And the admiral is like, I know, like, sometimes I wish I didn't know exactly what to do, but I do. So, for all the situations.
world and we have
so I guess the myofascial it can be a genetic disorder, and so there tend to be populations that have a higher incidence of it.
Okay.
But a lot of the things that they treat are things that in the US, like, we were just taking care of immediately.
Yeah.
Before they got too big.
Yeah, before they were,
you
never would have even, like, occurred to you that it could have, that untreated, what it would look like, because we just don't ever see that here.
Yeah.
It would never get that.
Or, yeah, or you do, you see it in the first 2 years, and then.
It's gone.
Yeah.
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 Right.
So is there a component of it that's, like, medical research and documentation? Because, like, we've never seen some of these grow that big until they study it and circle back on it.
That's a really good question. I'm not sure.
I'm sure they do, just because
scientists
are sure, like, excited about that.
I know.
I'm wondering if there's,
like,
because
there is a population of people.
And I'm wondering if that ties in, and then because they get that data, that could circle back and get some sort of funding for that,
yeah,
that would maybe fund part.
Yeah,
of
so
that.
I was wondering about the funding too. They get other funding sources besides churches. And
so, I don't know, but that was one of the things that my dad, when he met the admiral who runs it, that guy was like, he says that the main thing that he's in constant awe of is how solid the funding, like, how consistently this is funded. He's like, really, on paper, you guys, there's absolutely no way this should work, because it is 100%, like, donated, like, all of the costs, like, either the people that are there, they all donate their time and their own, like, living expenses. Like, they fund their own 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, you know, doctors and nurses, mm-hmm, and, like, highly trained individuals who are giving up an income for those 2 years and who have lots of medical debt, school debt. But he's like, and then just the basic running of the ship and acquiring all the equipment, like, it's completely charity-based. So I don't know who, like, their major, major donors are. I'm sure some... But it is also an explicitly Christian organization, so I'm sure there are some maybe businesses that fund it. But it's like, it's an interesting question because it is also explicitly Christian.
Even the United Nations or something might help with that. I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Not that you want them in there.
Yeah, I mean, so it's also tricky because
who
accepts money from what strings are attached. But also the boats, the organization itself is actually Monaco based, right? Is that what my dad said? It's based on.
I think
yeah.
Your ship has to be registered someplace.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
registered.
Monaco.
I think it's just because it's more open to dealing with doctors from all over the world. Like, I guess it's more.
Said it was set up to
to
take people from all different nations, where, you know, some countries like maybe the U.S.
might have more restrictions
on who you could or couldn't employ or take, or what the, you know, visa status or whatever would be. So Monaco is where it's going.
And do they only go to Africa, or do they go to other places?
Philippines as well, but
more ships, more doctors, more places.
I mean,
yeah.
That's
what we're doing. We're buying them a Mercy ship.
Right, yeah. They are about to get a new one. My parents were secretly hoping to get to go on the new one, but it's fine. They're on an old one.
Yeah, that's funny. Awesome. I love this Thrill of Hope. It's just kind of like, that video almost made me cry. If it was like 30 seconds longer, it probably would have.
Maybe just like two more children.
It's just really great. Really great to see. Glad that we get to take a part in this. And that brings me joy. Two more. What's that?
I got it. Two more children. It's like next level dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Whole another category.
It's good. We'll let it slide because it's Father's Day. We'll let it slide because it's Father's Day. But all right. Jesus, we thank you so much that we get to just witness what you're doing. Even as we talk about just in the text that we're in, Lord, the testimonies of stuff that you're doing. That's what you're doing through people who just want to serve you and who are your servants. Thank you for leading the volunteers there. Like Angie and Ying's parents, Lord, and just allowing them to go and serve and give up their giftings, like their, and I pray that you will just bless the servants there in Jesus' name. Amen. Mm-hmm.